President Bush and his Democratic challenger, Senator John Kerry, are both campaigning in Oregon today, a state that was among the closest in 2000 and is very much in play again. Earlier today in Springfield, Kerry took the president to task for his tax cuts, which he said put an unfair burden on the middle class. The Bush campaign, in Oregon and elsewhere, is hoping to organize the most extensive grassroots effort Republicans have ever had, and they're employing some of the same organizing strategies pioneered by companies that do multi-level marketing. Colin Fogarty reports from Oregon Public Broadcasting.
It's a hot Saturday in Portland. Wayne Tresino and Marco Nunez stand in the shade of a Bush-Cheney campaign tent in a high school parking lot. They're deploying a handful of volunteers to canvass door-to-door. Tresino and Nunez want to locate likely Bush supporters, gather information on how to contact them before the election, and above all, register them to vote.
That's after we found out that they support the president, because we want to register people to vote that support the president. So we don't want to be out working against ourselves.
That being said, anyone that fills out a voter registration form, we're going to turn that in for them. So.
Oh, yeah.
One of these recruits is Patrick Donaldson. He acknowledges he's a rare breed in a heavily Democratic city.
Yeah, I'm a Republican in Northeast Portland, so I'm a stranger in a strange land.
In 2000, the size of Portland's vote offset the heavily Republican rural parts of the state, giving Al Gore a narrow victory over George W. Bush. That's despite an extensive GOP television ad campaign. This time around, Donaldson is out to find dormant Republicans in Portland, one door at a time. But on this day at least, he's not having much luck.
Good morning. I'm a volunteer for the president, and I'm just going to households in the area and asking the question, if the election were held today, would you be voting for the president?
No.
Okay, I'll make a note.
Donaldson finds a taker a few doors down who accepts a campaign bumper sticker. He's worked for plenty of Republicans, including the Bush campaign in 2000. But Donaldson says he's never seen such an aggressive focus on the grassroots.
We had over 1,200 volunteers in Multnomah County. Now we're up to 2,700 volunteers. I mean, people who have identified and have done something specific on behalf of the election of George W. Bush.
Democrats with union support tend to have more local people on the ground. This time around, the Bush-Cheney campaign is constructing its own vast army of volunteers, as the Pacific Northwest organizer Molly Bordenaro calls it.
The minute somebody volunteers with the Bush campaign, they are given specifically what they need to do, and they're given a timeline. And everybody has a responsibility.
Bordenaro says the structure looks a little like a pyramid, with greater numbers of volunteers as you descend down the chain. Bush-Cheney campaign manager Ken Melman has compared this to network marketing companies, such as Amway and Mary Kay Cosmetics. Parties for the president bear a striking resemblance to Tupperware parties. But instead of marketing a product, Bordenaro says Bush volunteers use personal connections to sell the president's message.
That is so much more powerful than that same individual hearing a 2-second update on the news or in the press, because you're able to have a one-on-one conversation with somebody who is well-informed and somebody who you trust.
And just like network marketers, the Bush campaign has frequent pep rallies. Like this one with Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie.
Every door you knock, every envelope you stuff, every prayer you offer, every hour you volunteer, every yard sign you post, and every bumper sticker you stick makes a difference.
One of the GOP foot soldiers here is Chuck Asker, a truck driver from suburban Portland. Asker spends a lot of time emailing the 10 people on his team, and he's always after new recruits from friends, family, and coworkers.
You talk to people every day, conversation, and then politics will come up, and you ask them if they would like to get some information on the campaign.
Were any of them skeptical? I mean, were they like, oh, there he goes again, talking about politics?
No, because I don't do it like that. It's, you know, I don't want to push people. You know, it's all people that are of like mind.
The only question is whether on-the-ground Bush marketers like Asker can find enough people of like mind to change the outcome in Oregon from 4 years ago, when the difference was fewer than 7,000 votes. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.